Time to have a chat now to Toby Lake. He certainly knows what it's like as a rider. He was a champion on the picnic circuit, and he's doing very well as a trainer, and he joins us. Morning, Toby. How are you?
Morning, Michael. Good, thanks. How are you?
Very well, mate. How big's your stable these days?
We've got about 18 to 20 horses in work here at Bendigo, so it's a nice number, and, yeah, something, you know, we're happy to keep around that mark and remain quite hands-on, mate.
You've got a good team at the moment. You've got the cast-off goes around the St. Ledger, but I want to start with the showdown because it's the million-dollar race on Saturday, and you produced a very nice two-year-old called Link View, which chased home Bold Bastille on debut and wasn't beaten that far. What are your thoughts about the rematch on Saturday? Has he improved your boy a lot from his debut?
Yeah, first of all, we're really looking forward to it. Been an exciting build-up post the Gold Rush. And, yeah, he has improved, Michael. He worked in company on the course proper here at Bendigo this morning. And, yeah, his work suggests that he's really improved off the run. And we think that, going up to 1,200 metres alone will suit him.
Well, if you draw a gate, can you make an argument that you can knock off the filly? Because she has the fitness on her side. You wouldn't expect that she'll improve much more. And she steps out to 1,200 for the first time.
Yeah, look, it's something that we've certainly thought about. I mean, she's been one of the better two-year-olds of the season. So for him to, put it up to her at his first start and sort of made our heart skip a beat there at the 200. It looked like he was going to peel off her back for a second. But, yeah, look, whether stepping to 1,200 suits her or not, I'm not sure. That's for the Hayes boys to work out. But one thing I know that, if we draw soft and have a soft run, we'll be pouncing late.
Pretty exciting to have a runner in a million-dollar race.
Fantastic, especially for the stable. Like, we haven't even been going 12 months up here now. So to have a filly in a stakes race on Thursday and a live chance in a million-dollar race on Saturday, yeah, it's a big deal. And, looking forward to enjoying it with all the staff and all the owners.
Did you purchase Linkview through the sales?
No, I didn't. He was purchased by Steve Marsden. Steve and his brother Alan race some horses. Steve's been a big figure in the racing industry for a while now. He was he's been a farrier for many years down at Caulfield and Flemington, and yeah, very well known, very well respected. And Steve and Alan's father Lyle trained for many years. He had a horse, Mr. Cool, I think it won about 12 or 13 races on the Geelong Synthetic back when that was going. So, yeah, great people, fantastic industry people. They put a lot of money into the game, and, it'd be great for them if they were able to get a bit back on Saturday.
Well, that's exciting to look forward to on Saturday. And as you said, you've also got a runner in the St. Ledger, one of the oldest races on the card. And the cast-off, Laura Lafferty rides. Strange things can happen in these races with three-year-olds over 2,800 metres. Those that you have a look at their form and go, gee, that looks a bit weak. If they're true stayers, they can absolutely figure in the finish. What do you think about your girl, the cast-off?
It's been a little bit of a target race, actually, Michael. She won her first start at Hanging Rock, and although that's probably not something that reads good on paper, it was her first start, and it was a heavy track, and it was over a mile, and she was strong through the line. So after that day, I thought that, this race would suit her on the calendar. I don't know if there's too many 2,800-metre races strictly for three-year-olds in Australia. In fact, it could be the only one. So we know she'll stay. And it's actually her first time on Thursday racing against her own age. So she's beaten the older horses in her two wins to date, and that's something that's very hard for three off the list to do.
Big week for the team. You got a few others entered that go well. Dandruff, I see. Who are you most confident about over the next week?
Yep, Dandruff. We scratched him tomorrow at Geelong. He'll go to Cranbourne Friday night instead. I think it'd have to be Linkview. I think having a bit of a throw at the stumps with the cast off, but he's trained on, and if he draws a barrier, we'll go there quietly confident, I'd say.
Well, fingers crossed you get that gate, because it'll be a great story, Toby. $1 million race. Good luck. Enjoy the build up.
No problem. Thanks, Michael. Thanks for having me on.
Toby Lake joining us there.